美语训练班开班授课了。这是我美国之音节目改版之后的第一期美语教学节目，我是王一如。
And I'm Donnie. Starting today, 我们把美国之音的精品教学节目集中起来播出，成立一个美语训练班，每堂课25分钟 25 minutes，让你一次学个够。
哎 ，Donnie， 你怎么能让大家一次就学够了呢？咱们节目这么精彩，人家肯定是要听不够才对啊。
嗯，对啊，看来我的中文还不够好。
哎呀哎呀，你谦虚了。Your Chinese is better than my English。
言归正传，我们今天教什么呢？
啊，我们教的可多了。我们会带大家去租房子。
Do you have any vacancies?
Yes, something just opened up.
射箭。
Yay! I did it!
识别投资诈骗。
Seems our Mr. Smith was running a Ponzi scheme.
还要告诉你怎么用英文称赞别人真牛。
Sounds like a lot. 大家能记得住吗？
That's a good question. 这样吧，咱们先学个简单的，就花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
age limit. Age is spelled A-G-E. Limit is spelled L-I-M-I-T. Age limit.
Age limit, 年龄限制。社交网站脸书网并不是任何人都能注册账户的。
Facebook enforces an age limit of 13 years or older to register an account.
脸书网规定只有满13岁的人才能注册账户。
Despite the efforts to enforce the age limit policy, many younger children still join the site by lying about their age.
尽管脸书网努力执行年限规定，但很多不满13岁的孩子还是谎报年龄，蒙混过关。
Facebook removes about 20,000 users daily who are below the age limit.
脸书网每天取消大约20,000个年龄低于最低年限的人的账户。好的，今天我们学习的词是
age limit.Age limit, age limit.
So, Yiru, did you remember the word from 学个词儿？
啊，那当然了，刚刚听完嘛。Age limit, 年龄限制。
That's right. Next, we're going to learn an expression that describes a situation everyone could face, regardless of age.
哦，你是说我们下面要学的这个词儿可以形容任何年纪的人都会遇到的一种情况吗？I'm getting curious.
让我们收听美国习惯用语。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第932讲。我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我的小表妹大学毕业了，正在实习。他是学会计的，本来以为学校里学的那些东西就足以让自己胜任实习了，没想到啊，第一天下来就累得直哭呢，还说了第二天就要去辞职。当然，他最终还是坚持下来了，圆满完成了两个月的实习。不过他的这个经历倒让我想到了一个习惯用语
：baptism by fire. Baptism is spelled B-A-P-T-I-S-M, and fire, F-I-R-E, baptism by fire.
Baptism 是受洗仪式 ,fire 则是火。所以 baptism by fire 就是火的洗礼，一般呢就指刚做某事的时候受到的严峻考验。我表妹啊，本来没觉得实习的工作会有多难，谁知道
It proved to be much more demanding than she anticipated. That was her baptism by fire.
工作比她想象的难得多了，她一上来就受到了严峻的考验。我表妹只是在会计师行当个小实习生，已经有点吃不消。其实和下面这段话中的见习医生相比，她的工作已经轻松好多了。我们来听一听。
After I graduated medical school, I worked as an intern in an emergency room. Nothing I'd learned in school prepared me. Every day I confronted a constant series of challenges that tested everything I'd ever studied. The little sleep I had to function on also contributed to this being the greatest test of my life. What a baptism by fire.
这段话是说，从医学院毕业后，我在急诊室做见习医生，在学校所学的一切都无法让我轻松胜任这个工作。每天我都会遇到一个接一个的挑战，检验我在学校所学的全部知识，而且我每天只能睡一小会儿觉。这一切使实习医生的岁月成为我人生中最严峻的考验，真是活的洗礼啊。
我有一个朋友在父亲过世之后被迫接下了家里开的买卖，他完全没有经验，公司里的雇员也不熟悉他做事的风格。
It was a baptism by fire, not only for her, but also the employees.
结果双方都经历了非常痛苦的磨合，最终我的朋友还是缺乏领导能力，公司解散了。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
After I graduated medical school, I worked as an intern in an emergency room. Nothing I'd learned in school prepared me. Every day, I confronted a constant series of challenges that tested everything I'd ever studied. The little sleep I had to function on also contributed to this being the greatest test of my life. What a baptism by fire!
刚才说到我朋友接过家族生意后，领导不来，最终生意失败。经营一个企业尚且这么难，那如果要是管理一个国家呢？咱们来听听下面这段话。
One of the most respected U.S. presidents was Franklin D. Roosevelt. When he died abruptly, Vice President Harry Truman had to assume responsibility for ending World War II.That meant making one of the hardest decisions in U.S. history, to drop the atomic bomb on Japan. It was a baptism by fire.
这段话意思是，美国最受人爱戴的总统之一是富兰克林·罗斯福。罗斯福突然去世后，当时的副总统杜鲁门临危受命，他必须做完罗斯福未竟的工作，那就是结束第二次世界大战。这意味着他要做出美国历史上最艰难的决定，向日本投下原子弹，这真是个万般艰巨的考验。
在1963年，另外一位美国副总统也面临了 baptism by fire 的情况，他就是约翰逊总统。在肯尼迪总统遇刺身亡后，约翰逊要让美国走出悲痛，要指挥在越南的战争，还要实现一系列的社会改革目标。这对他来讲可以说是极大的考验。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
One of the most respected U.S. presidents was Franklin D. Roosevelt. When he died abruptly, Vice President Harry Truman had to assume responsibility for ending World War II. That meant making one of the hardest decisions in U.S. history.To drop the atomic bomb on Japan. It was a baptism by fire.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 baptism by fire， 意思是痛苦的磨合，初期的严峻考验。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北，
我是 Doug Johnson。
Baptism by fire， 火的洗礼，严峻考验。
Have you had any life experiences that you would describe as a baptism by fire?
啊，当然了，回想我坎坷的人生啊，拍成电视剧都不过分。
你吹牛呢吧？
哎，你中文不错啊，还会说吹牛呢。那我考考你啊，把吹这个字去掉，就说牛，美语怎么说？
牛啊，不就是？
别跟我说是 cow 啊，我们还是听听下面的美语怎么说吧。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Donny 在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是芳芳要问的牛。
Hey, 芳芳， I heard you went to a ballroom dance competition yesterday. How did it go?
哈，我进决赛了，怎么样？牛吧？
牛？A cow?
Oh, 不是，牛就是特别厉害 ，very good.
Oh, I got it. In English, we use the word awesome, A-W-E-S-O-M-E, awesome.
Oh, awesome 就说特牛。
You can also use the word ballin, B-A-L-L-I-N, ballin. It also means cool, very good.
那天的跳舞比赛上还真有不少高手。在这种情况下，我可以跟他们说 You're awesome, 或者 You're ballin, 对吗？
That's right. You could also say you rule or you rock.
R-U-L-E, rule. R-O-C-K, rock. 这两个词也可以形容某人或某事很牛。不过它们都是动词，对不对？
Exactly. For example, 如果你看了一个特别牛的演唱会， you can say it rocks or it rules.
哦，明白了。不过那天也有一些人在比赛之前一副不可一世的样子，可真跳起来也不怎么样，真不知道他们有什么好牛的。哎，对了，形容这些人也用 awesome 或者 ballin 吗？
No, you can use cocky, C-O-C-K-Y, cocky, to describe these kind of people.
哦，就是说一个人牛气哄哄的，就是 cocky.
Now, Fang Fang,If you can tell me what you've learned today, I'd say your English 很牛。
第一，说人或事很牛，用形容词 awesome 或 ballin。第二，说人或事很牛，还可以用动词 rule 或者 rock。第三，形容某人傲慢、牛气哄哄，可以用 cocky。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny。电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com.
Yay! Awesome! You rock!
你也很牛啊。对了，你刚才不是说带大家去租房子吗？
马上就去啊。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找房单元的初级课程。
Jeff is at an apartment building. He's meeting the landlord to ask about renting an apartment.
Professor Bowman, landlord 这个词是由 land 土地和 lord 主人组成的，这应该就是房主的意思吧？
That's right, Winnie. Now listen for the word vacancy.Which means open or available.
Hello, do you have any vacancies?
Yes, something just opened up.
What kind of apartment is it?
It's a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment.
我知道 vacancy, V-A-C-A-N-C-Y, vacancy, 就是指等待出租的空房。
Exactly. Vacant means empty.
Oh, vacant.是 vacancy 的形容词，意思是空的。现在 Jeff 就是要找 a vacant apartment。房主说有一个一室一卫的公寓，听起来不错，可是不知道租金贵不贵。
Let's listen and find out.
How much is the rent?
The rent is $1,500 per month.
And how much is the deposit?
The deposit is $500.
一个一居室的公寓每个月要$1,500啊，够贵的。而且为什么 Jeff 还要交一笔 deposit, 押金呢？
Well, if Jeff breaks something in the apartment, the landlord uses the deposit money to fix it. In addition, he may have to pay utilities too. Let's listen.
Are utilities included in the rent?
Gas and water are included.
Do I have to pay for electricity myself?
Yes.Electricity is not included in the rent.
Oh, 看来 Jeff 要自己负担一部分的 utilities. U-T-I-L-I-T-I-E-S, 水电杂费。因为房主说房租里包括煤气费和水费，但是啊，电费要担负。
Winnie, if the landlord says all utilities are included, then the cost of gas, water, and electricity will all be included in the rent.Remember, you don't have to say gas utility or water utility. You can just say gas or water.
This apartment seems a little expensive. Do you have any cheap studios?
Actually, the one bedroom is the only vacant apartment right now.
Do you think any studios will open up soon?
No, not for a few months.
A studio? 我知道 Jeff 想找一个便宜点的地方，可租这种卧室、起居室合二为一的单间小公寓，把女孩子带回家，多没面子啊。
I don't know. You wouldn't date a guy living in a studio?
找个租 studio 的男朋友，那也没什么不行，但他起码得有辆特别cool的车。哎，好了，我们还是言归正传，看看 Jeff 租没租到那间公寓吧。
When can I see the one-bedroom apartment?
There's an open house this weekend.
What time does the open house start?
It starts at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Professor Bowman, 什么叫 open house?
Winnie, an open house is when the landlord opens the apartment and anybody can just walk in and take a look.
Open house, 这段时间里啊，什么人都可以随便来看。那要不是 open house, 就得和房主约时间咯。这个房主也真懒，让人家看一眼不就得了吗？
I agree. Maybe Jeff should rent a different apartment, because this landlord is not very good. Now Jeff is going to ask how long the lease is.
What kind of lease is it?
It's a one-year lease.
Can I have a month-to-month lease? I only want to rent the apartment for 5 months.
No, all the leases are for 1 year. We don't have month-to-month leases.
Well, then I don't think this would be a good apartment for me. Thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
哎，看来啊，是不行了。Jeff 只想租五个月，可房主非要签一年的租约，这可怎么办啊？
Well, I guess Jeff's friend Sarah will have to help him look for another apartment. Tune in next time to see what happens.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。一二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。十二集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦！
怎么样？我们这个美语三级跳节目非常实用吧？我学了 vacancy、utilities、open house， 还有好多好多有用的词哦。
没错。Now let's move from an apartment building to an office.
对 ，office， 上班和同事们交流时用的英语，这也非常实用哦。咱们来收听李杰美语。
李杰美语。
Ken 早上在饮水器旁边见到同事 Dan 和 April。
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, April.
Hey,
Dan. Hi, Ken. Good morning.
So, have you heard the big news?
No. Tell us.
Well, you know Jason Smith?
You mean our company's chief financial officer, that Jason Smith?
Yep, that's the one. He got arrested yesterday.
No way! What for?
Ken 问同事 Dan 和 April.
Have you heard the big news?
你们听没听说公司里的大新闻？原来是公司财务总裁 Jason Smith 被抓起来了。April 觉得难以置信，说
No way!
不可能。
What for?
因为什么？
Seems our Mr. Smith was running...A Ponzi scheme.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with that term. What is a Ponzi scheme?
Basically, it's fraud.
But a very special kind of fraud.
See, what they do is offer investors a very high rate of return on their money. Then the schemer takes some of the money and pays some of the original investors a large dividend.
原来 Jason Smith 是因为涉嫌参与庞氏骗局才被抓起来的。庞氏骗局是
Ponzi scheme.
Dan 不知道什么是庞氏骗局。Ken 和 April 解释说 ，Ponzi scheme 是一种特殊形式的诈骗 ，fraud， 用高回报率 a high rate of return 来吸引投资者，把从他们那里骗来的一部分钱作为红利 dividend 分给最开始的那些投资者。
So, of course, the original investors think they've struck gold, and they tell their friends about this great opportunity.
The friends pile their money in too, and a few of them see big returns as well. Pretty soon, loads of people are investing their money with the bad guy, and when he has enough, poof, he disappears.
这样一来，最早的一批投资者会觉得自己找到了金矿。
They've struck gold.
马上介绍自己的亲戚朋友也来加入，这样越滚越大。等骗到了足够的钱以后，庞氏骗局的策划者就带着钱不知去向了。
The name comes from an Italian immigrant to America called Charles Ponzi. He was one of the biggest frauds in American history and ended up swindling thousands of people out of millions of dollars.
So Jason Smith was running a scheme like that?
Pretty much.He cooked his books so he wouldn't get noticed. But these kinds of frauds almost always end up getting exposed because when no new money comes in, the pyramid collapses.
庞氏骗局是以一个意大利移民
Charles Ponzi
的名字命名的。他是美国历史上最大的骗子之一。Swindle 是欺骗的意思。公司财务主管 Jason Smith 造了假账。
Cooked the books.
但最后还是被抓住了。
天哪 ，Ponzi scheme， 庞氏诈骗真可恨。
So what would you do if your money got swindled through a Ponzi scheme？
哈，敢诈骗我的钱，我拿箭射他。
你以为你是《射雕英雄传》吗？
哈，我现在就去学射箭。
体育美语
，Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
大家好，我是杨晨。
我是 Patrick，
今天我要学射箭 ，archery。
Archery, A-R-C-H-E-R-Y, is the practice of using a bow to shoot arrows. It's also an Olympic sport. Say, Yangshan, do you have your bow and arrows ready?
Yes, I do, Patrick. Here's my bow, 我的弓 and here are my arrows, 我的箭。你看我这样拿着弓箭，像不像是 Robin Hood 侠盗罗宾汉
？Wow, Yangchen, you look exactly like Robin Hood. Are you ready to take aim, 罗宾汉小姐
？I sure am. 可是那个 target 目标好像离得太远了，能不能让我靠近点啊 ，Patrick？
The target in Olympic archery, Yangchen, is 30 to 90 meters away.
Wow.
So, you're trying to shoot the arrow.As close to the center of the target as possible. You can shoot three arrows.
真的可以射三支箭。
That's right. And you have 40 seconds to shoot each arrow.
射每一支箭的时间有40秒。Okay, here's my first shot. That was good.
Not really, but it was a good try, Yangchen. Try again. Maybe this time you can hit the bullseye, okay?
我知道。The bullseye 不是牛眼睛，是靶心的意思。I'll try again, Patrick. Yay! I did it!
Not quite, Yangchen. You didn't even hit the target. You were way off.
Oh, no. Let me try again.
Bullseye. Yangchen, I think you just killed a bird.
Patrick.你觉得学好美语有什么诀窍呢？
当然是收听美国之音的英语教学节目。
这就叫 Patrick 卖瓜，自卖自夸。
我的瓜最甜。
那不见得。不过您听了我们的节目，有什么看法或建议，请发 email 给我们。
美语 @voanews.com。
美语就是美语两个字的拼音。
M-E-I-Y-U @voanews.com
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello everyone, my name is Jody and welcome to American Cafe. American Cafe is a place where you can improve your spoken English by meeting people who actually live and work in the United States. You're going to learn a lot more than English, I promise.
没错，我们这个节目啊，非常的丰富多彩。您在这里啊，不但可以学到地道的美国英语，还可以认识很多的美国人。
For today, Yang Chen and I spent our Sunday visiting a famous Washington, D.C. hangout that's been a success here since 1976. It's called Kramer's Books and Afterword Cafe.
对，在今天的节目中啊，我们要带您到一个非常有意思的地方。这里呢是华盛顿当地的居民呢非常喜欢的一个 hangout。等一会儿呢，我们会为您解释这个词是什么意思。
It's a combination of a cafe, a bookstore, a restaurant, and a bar.
这个地方呢是1976年开业的，它不仅是一个书店，还是一个咖啡馆和餐厅。
Great, let's introduce Mark, who has been working at Kramer's for 20 years.
Well, it was in 1976 when they opened it. It was a unique idea, combining a restaurant, bar, with a bookstore.
我想在这里我们用 hangout 来形容这个 Kramer's 是再合适不过了。我们俩啊在这里真的是度过了一个很愉快的下午，对吧？又买书又吃，非常非常的放松。这也就是人们到咖啡馆的目的吧。
Exactly. And that's exactly what a customer named Peter explained why people come to Kramer's and why it's such a popular destination.
It's a great meeting place. It's a very diverse bookstore and it's just a good place to come. This bookstore has been here a long time. I don't know what long is, maybe 20 years or so. It's always been successful. It's always been lively. It's in a very lively part of town.Probably the most cosmopolitan part of Washington.
这个 Peter 呢有点英国口音哈，不过他已经在华盛顿住了三十年了，我们也可以说他是一位地道的华盛顿人。
I think 30 years makes you a resident of the district.
对，如果 Jody 你要是到北京住三十年呢，我也可以说你是地地道道的北京人。
好，谢谢你啊。
Peter， 我们没有问他是做什么的，不过我觉得听他说话很像是一位教授啊。你看他用的这些词儿啊都很好，他用了一个 cosmopolitan。
I really like that word. Cosmopolitan, you're hip, you're with it, modern, urban.
Cosmopolitan 这个词呢有世界性的呀，见过世面的这些意思。我们可以说像在中国，那么北京啦、上海啦，这些城市都是非常 cosmopolitan.
I think D.C., Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, is a very cosmopolitan city. You know, Mark mentioned a good word that I would like to go back to for a minute.
Location, location, location. DuPont Circle is a pedestrian neighborhood. There are people walking on the streets from early in the morning till the middle of the night. And we're the kind of place you stop in, browse for books, stop in and have a cocktail. It's just an easy, fun place to go.
我觉得这个 Mark 啊，他很有生意头脑，对吗？他说这个为什么 Kramer's 这么成功呢？一个当然是他的地区，就他这个地方呢叫 DuPont Circle 是。华盛顿非常繁华的一个地带，有很多年轻人住在这里。
It's not only the young people who make it successful. It's that diversity of the clientele, where all different types of people come in. Professors or diplomats, famous authors. Everybody stops in Kramer's. It's kind of a joke when someone says, "What are the three things important for the success of a business?" The answer is.Location, location, location.
对，一定要说三次。
So I thought we would include that. It's kind of a funny expression.
对，如果你选对了地方的话，即使你不会经营，他可能也会这个财源滚滚。
Right, right. So both Mark, who is the employee, and Peter, who is the frequent customer of the bookstore, both of them talked about the importance of having a diverse.And cosmopolitan clientele for success.
Peter 呢是位顾客，那我们就从一个顾客的角度来听听为什么 Kramer's 这么受欢迎。
Where you locate a bookstore is absolutely critical. That there's a cosmopolitan crowd around this area. If you stuck this in the middle of the country, it'd be a total failure.
Jody, 时间过得好快呀，五分钟马上就要到了。
I know it went so fast.
我知道，那我用五分钟来谈这个咖啡文化到底对美国人意味着什么，显然是不够的。
Really, 5 minutes is not enough time. So I think everyone should join us again for another program of American Cafe.
那么希望下次节目和您再见。
Come on, Yang Chen, let's go hang out over a cup of coffee.
VOM.
You have mail.
Wow, I can't believe it's almost been 25 minutes. We're getting to the end of the show.
是啊，希望大家这堂课有所收获。
So, Yiru, what's the word for 年龄限制 again?
Age limit.
Bingo.
好了，今天的节目就到这里。今天节目的撰稿人是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见咯，拜拜。
Bye.